AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. KOF stays within 5% of its high as defensive sector weakness leaves bottlers looking selective. Coca-Cola FEMSA finished the week at $109.5, keeping its active weekly trend signal intact. But normal volume and an undecided expectancy read argue for measured confirmation. Research brief. Coca-Cola FEMSA ADR gained 0.5% in the latest week and is up 15.8% over 12 weeks, outperforming a soft U.S. consumer defensive sector and sitting 4.9% below its 52-week high. The ShareMaestro read is balanced. Trend, market dynamics, and relative strength are positive, but participation is only 1.0x the 13-week average, and the expectancy gauge remains undecided. Key points. 1. KOF closed at $109.5, 8.0% above its 101.4 weekly trend line, and 28.0% above ShareMaestro fair value of $85.57. 2. The ADR has a 26-week active trend signal, with positive 1-week, 4-week, 12-week, 26-week, and 52-week returns. 3. Volume was 710.5K shares, close to the 13-week average of 694.1K, but below the 52-week average of 924.0K. 4. Sector context is mixed. Consumer defensive breadth is weak, while beverages, non-alcoholic trend, and activity breadth are healthier. But relative strength breadth remains limited. Weekly price action keeps the signal constructive. Coca-Cola FEMSA, the Mexico-based Coca-Cola franchise bottler, ended the week of 19 June at $109.5, up 0.5%. The move was modest, but it added to a 2.2% 4-week gain and a stronger 15.8% 12-week advance. The ADR is now positioned in the upper part of its 52-week range at 85.1%, with a 20.8% 1-year return and only a 4.9% gap to the 115.1 high. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active with a 26-week active streak and 31 active weeks across the past year. Price is 8.0% above the 101.4 trend line, preserving a constructive weekly regime. The valuation read is less forgiving. At 28.0% above ShareMaestro fair value of 85.57, the stock already reflects premium demand. So further progress likely needs cleaner confirmation rather than just trend persistence. Sector weakness makes KOF's relative profile stand out. KOF's latest weekly gain came as the U.S. consumer defensive sector fell 3.3% on average, with sector trend breadth at 49.0%, positive market dynamics breadth at 40.0%, and positive relative strength breadth at only 21.0%. Against that backdrop, KOF's positive trend, market dynamics, and relative strength state placed it in the 75.5 percentile among 234 U.S. consumer defensive names for the week. The industry picture is more supportive but still selective. U.S. beverages non-alcoholic stocks fell 1.3% on average for the week, while the group's 12-week average return was a healthier 14.3%. Industry trend breadth is 68.8%, and market dynamics breadth is 56.2%, but relative strength breadth is only 31.2%, showing that participation is not broad. KOF ranked 5th of 16 industry names for the week, and its 15.8% 12-week return sits slightly ahead of the group average. Market dynamics improve, but no fresh buy signal has appeared. The market dynamics read has turned positive, with activity pressure at 0.15, after negative readings through late May and early June. Relative strength is also positive at 5.10, supporting the case that KOF is still drawing better than average attention within a weak defensive tape. The composite score of 64 and setup signature of balanced read capture the split between a healthy trend and less decisive forward evidence. The signal state is important. The trend backdrop is active and price is above trend, but activity pressure is classified as no fresh buy. The expectancy read is also undecided at 48.94%. That does not negate the existing trend, but it keeps the burden of proof on follow-through near the 52-week high. Volume and risk profile keep the advance measured. Participation was adequate, rather than emphatic. Latest volume was 710.5K shares, equal to 1.0 times the 13-week average of 694.1K, and only 0.8 times the 52-week average of 924.0K. The recent advance has therefore been orderly, but not strongly volume confirmed. A move toward heavier turnover would give the next directional push more credibility. Risk is moderate by the stock's own history. 13-week weekly volatility is 2.2%, below the 52-week level of 3.2%, and the up-down split over the past year is 28 positive weeks against 24 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have been 2.8% versus average negative weeks of 2.3%. The main caution is proximity to the high, the 28.0% fair value premium, and the presence of two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. What to watch next? The first test is whether KOF can press through the $115.1 52-week high with better participation. A volume ratio above 1.5x would provide stronger evidence that buyers are broadening their involvement. Without that, a near-high pause would remain plausible, especially given the stock's premium to fair value. On the downside, the 101.4 trend line is the key weekly regime level. Holding above it would keep the active trend signal intact, while deterioration in activity pressure or relative strength would warn that the 12-week advance is losing urgency. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.